Thank you for holding. This is Supervisor Angela Williams in the Fraud Department. How can I assist you?
Yes. I've had two items put onto evidently my bank card that I have no idea. I never bought anything like this.
All right. May I have your name and address?
My name is Donald Ilgen. The last name is Ilgen. The address is 867 Cliff Top Road, Blaine, Tennessee, 37709.
All right. Thank you for that information. It's showing here that the Vitrellis fortified products were ordered, which is going to be a nitric oxide and a testosterone booster against the card for 2107 MasterCard on the 19th of December. $5.95 and $4.95 shipping and handling. I'm showing a delivery to your address on the 22nd. I'm sorry, the 28th of December. And then there was an auto ship. Or there was another delivery. Anyone in the household may have placed the order.
Excuse me?
Anyone in your household may have placed that order. It does have deliveries, at least two deliveries to the address on file here.
No. I'm the only one that lives here.
Okay. Have you spoken to your card or bank about the charges and what did they advise you?
Do what now?
Have you spoken to your bank about the charges?
No, not yet. I'm going to.
Okay. All right, bear with me one moment.
I don't understand how in the heck it could have. This is incredible. No, because we haven't got anything through the mail. I quit buying anything through the mail simply because I was having so many problems with people powering, getting a hold of my account and charging stuff to it.
Okay. Well, what we do in the fraud department is we do start an investigation on behalf of the cardholder. We take the IP address that it logs on the account. It does, whenever an order is created online, it logs the IP address. Which is an address to a device, like a phone, a tablet, a personal computer, or a laptop. You provide that to the local authorities in your area, like the sheriff or the police department, and they can do an investigation, pinpoint the time, location,
okay,
as well as the owner of the device. Then they contact you to move forward with fraud against that individual that they locate. We do need your consent to start that
Yes,
fraud.
That's fine.
Okay.
Because I'm going to have to call my bank and tell them too, so.
All right, bear with me just one moment. I'll go ahead and get that started.
That may be somebody that lives around here. But it's certainly not me. Yeah.
All right. And what I'm going to do is you did receive your cancellation number, sir?
Yeah, they gave me C127 Frank 44371 Frank.
All right. All right, let me place you on hold for a moment while I go ahead and submit the information for the investigation. I'll come back and give you some additional information. Thank you for holding.
Okay. That stuff must like somebody living here. Got a hold of it and used it. No, I'm talking about Liz around here. Mm-hmm.
They got a hold of everything. But they're saying it was delivered here.
When was this? February. Well, they got February 3rd and then February 6th. Huh? No.
All right. Thank you for holding, sir. So I did go ahead and provide the provisional credit while they do the investigation. It should send you out emails letting you know that those amounts will be back with your card in 3 to 5 business days.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm just kind of curious how they managed to, you know, this really bothers me because I've had some things happen, but not one that actually shows that it was shipped from my location. That's what really gets me.
Yes, it does have the tracking.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I can't see it from here, of course, but, that's bizarre. Because we're a very, very small community.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing that gets me. How in the world did this? Okay, well, I'm going to have to get a hold of my bank. Probably get my my card canceled and get a new one. Okay. All right, well, I appreciate the help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, bye. They said they're going to send my money back.
Okay.